Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, wintry mix early, then snow showers in the mid-30s. We'll see accumulations of snow less than a half inch possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, then becoming partly cloudy with a low near 20. For Saturday, sunny skies, high of 41. Saturday night, partly cloudy at 26. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 30.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday morning. I'm Rick Averett. A man accused of shooting at two Indians in a suburban Kansas City bar, killing one man, injuring two others in an attack that some witnesses said was racially motivated, has been charged with murder and attempted murder. Authorities repeatedly declined at a Thursday news conference to say whether the shooting was a hate crime, although police say they were working with the FBI. A bartender at the Olathe Bar says Adam Purinton used racial slurs before the shooting Wednesday night. Kansas lawmakers have advanced a bill that would expand access to drugs that stop opioid overdoses as healthcare providers and law enforcement officers grapple with a national epidemic. The House gave unanimous first-round approval to the bill yesterday. The measure would allow first responders to administer the drugs to people experiencing overdose symptoms after taking. House Kansas, much more like February. Mid-America Network News.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we know which products are right for your lawn and garden. We can help you pick out exactly what you need to kick off spring from the best brands like Scotts, Miracle-Gro, and Roundup. Now through Monday only, print out our coupon at acehardware.com and save $15 when you spend $100 or more on regular priced items. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 27th. Limit one per household. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Central Kansas law enforcement officials say a man suspected of gunning down three other men in a home before being fatally shot by police knew his victims and targeted them. Harvey County authorities identified the suspect in yesterday's early morning triple homicide in Newton as 33-year-old David L. Montano of Newton. The shooting victims were found inside a home in North Newton early yesterday morning. Kansas legislators advancing Governor Sam Brownback's proposals to raise cigarette and liquor taxes, even though they don't think the measures have much support. The House and Senate tax committees yesterday forwarded separate bills containing Brownback's tax proposals to their chambers without endorsing them. His proposals would raise $378 million over 2 years. The committee's actions came a day after Brownback vetoed a bill increasing income taxes. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. I'm Rick Averett. A 26-year-old Omaha woman has been sentenced to 2 to 3 years in prison for stabbing her mother to death. The Omaha World Herald reports that Carletta Wells Harris was given the punishment this week in Douglas County District Court. She pleaded no contest to manslaughter after prosecutors dropped a second-degree murder charge and a weapons count. Nebraska lawmakers considering increasing penalties for people who buy and sell sex in the state. Senator Patty Panzing Brooks told a legislative committee this week that her measure would send a strong message to people engaged in human trafficking. New sentences would range from 1 year in prison for trafficking an adult to life in prison for trafficking a minor younger than the age of 16. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month, at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah. Let's crank it on up, yeah. Till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. And F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say
truck, yeah.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 380 school board members decided recently to hold off on a bond election tentatively scheduled this spring. After discussion, the board came to a consensus on taking a few more months to gather information necessary to help members be more comfortable with the proposed bond election, which was tentatively scheduled for May. Board members understand the necessity of asking support from patrons for a bond election. However, more importantly, they want to do what is right for students and teachers and be in agreement on the proposal. At this time, the board felt more discussion was necessary to make that final decision. Patron input is welcome on the issue. A Tonganoxie school superintendent arrested in connection with a Linn County teacher who reportedly had sex with students had previous ties to Marysville. Chris Klonowski was a principal at Marysville from 2002 to 2005. He was among two school officials taken into custody Tuesday on charges of failure to report abuse and neglect. The pair of school officials reportedly had knowledge of repeated contact that a Prairie View teacher had with at least two students. A University of Nebraska Extension free workshop on farm succession planning will be offered Wednesday, March 1st in Beatrice at the Gage County Extension office. All farmers from southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas are welcome. The workshop from 10 until 2:30 will include farm and ranch business succession and family estate planning and include a discussion of beginning farmer programs that can aid in planning. The workshop should be useful for established farm and ranch owners, for their successors and interested persons. There is no charge for the program Wednesday, March 1st at the Gage County Extension Office. For additional details, call the Extension Office. Gerald Jerry Adams, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Frankfort. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Jerry Adams. David L. McLeod, age 70, of Marysville, passed away January 31st. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for David McLeod. Carolyn Ann Salt-Musil of Rural Waterville passed away Monday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Interment, the Cottage Hill Cemetery, south of Waterville. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Musil. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Ritz Chicken, Rice Pilaf, Wheat Bread, Broccoli, Pears, and a Brownie. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, a muffin, carrots, and a tropical fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
There's an inventory clearance sale at the Porch Swing. It's 20 to 70% off store-wide. That's home decor, large and small, bath and body products, jewelry, pantry and kitchen items, clothing, accessories, purses, scarves. Whew! Stop in now for big savings. That's 20 to 70% off at the Porch Swing, that cute little shop with the blue awning in downtown Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of Midwest, bringing some heavy snow across parts of Iowa, Minnesota into Wisconsin. This storm definitely had taken more of a southerly route from the last time yesterday, but it does look like in our area we're still going to see a little bit of some wintry weather and a chance of snow, nothing too big, but we're also going to see some gusty conditions throughout the rest of the day. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, a wintry mix early, then some snow showers in the lower to mid-30s. We'll see daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy with a low near 20. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 41. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 26. Looks like for Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 48. And Sunday night, partly cloudy at 25 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
A brief thunderstorm overnight and light mixed showers early this morning. Average high temperature late February 48. Record high on this date 78 in 1918. The average low 26. The record low was 6 below 0 in 1889. Sunset this evening 6:10. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01. Light mist and drizzle in the air, a cloudy overcast. It's 32 degrees. Winds light favoring the north at 5 to around 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Ashley is the number one selling furniture brand in all of North America and the largest furniture manufacturer in the world. They not only manufacture their own furniture, bedding, and accessories, but ship on their own trucks direct to 700 factory direct home stores, saving customers hard-earned dollars. Ashley didn't get to be number one by manufacturing anything less than unbelievably quality home furnishings at affordable prices. If you're hearing noise about another store being the only place to buy quality furniture, today's customers are far too smart to fall for this advertising ploy and know value when they see it. Ashley is the largest Tempur-Pedic retailer in the U.S. Ashley Home Store at the Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice, is the home of affordable quality. Check out the new store with leading brands like Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep, LG, Maytag, Samsung, and Whirlpool. Stocked with over 1,000 pieces of furniture, mattresses, appliances, and TVs ready for delivery, or you take home today. Go online at ashleyhomestore.com, have the product delivered direct to your home, or stop by the Ashley Home Store at the Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
An inauspicious debut for Boogie and Brow. LBJ rocks the Knicks, and a big third quarter pushed the Warriors to victory. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. The new dynamic duo in New Orleans, DeMarcus Cousins and his new teammate Anthony Davis, lost their first game together against the Rockets last night in Houston. Reserve Lou Williams hit 7 3-pointers, scored 27 in Houston's 129-99 victory in New Orleans. Jrue Holiday says, let's be patient.
Now having two dominant people in the paint all the time is obviously a little different, but something that's just going to take time and practice.
On Fox Sports New Orleans, a career 48th triple-double for LeBron James.
LeBron James, left wing side, splits a double. Go down the lane and cracks home a dunk as LeBron tomahawks at home.
On WTAM, Cavaliers cruise past the Knicks 119-104 in Cleveland. The Warriors scored 50 points in the third quarter against the Clippers.
Durant not in a hurry, finds Curry though. He'll fire. Three ball left wing for Curry.
On 95-7 the game, Curry dropped in 35 in Golden State's 123-113 victory. Down 18 in the third quarter, the Pistons rally thanks to 3 3-pointers late in the fourth quarter by Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Then Marcus Morris sealed the deal in overtime.
Smith's up in the air, left corner. Marcus fired. Go! It's a triple.
On WMGC, Detroit 114, Charlotte 108. College hoops, top-ranked Gonzaga remains undefeated.
Nelson dribbling on the left side. He'll pull up and shoot a three, and he's got it. And the Bulldogs have another one. Gonzaga rolling in San Diego.
On the Bulldogs IMG Sports Network, Gonzaga 96, San Diego 38. The Zags are 29-0, setting the field for Sunday's Daytona 500. Pole sitter Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin were the winners of the Twin 150s last night. Pole sitter Elliott beat Jamie McMurray in the opening race.
I'm so happy we could, you know, not only qualify on the pole, but really earn that first place starting spot on Sunday. So I know it's just a dual win, but it still means a lot to me. It means a lot to our team.
On NASCAR.com, Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Class 1-2-3A state wrestling tournament gets underway in Hayes today, continuing tomorrow. Marysville qualified 10 for the state tournament, including Jacob Snellings, Joey Bakken, Johnny Cromie, Gabe Kapp, Derek Raver, Storm Slupionic, Jacob Mintzmeyer, Jacob Stryker, Nick Ackerman, and Seth Meridian. We'll provide updates on our website as well, KNDYradio.com. You can also find brackets for next week's substate basketball pairings there.
Calling all brides-to-be. With all you have to do to plan for your big day, let Fashion Direct take care of the guys in your wedding party. Fashion Direct in Marysville carries the complete line of tuxes from Jim's Formal Wear Company. With over 60 tuxedo styles and 175 full-bag vest options, you can create the look of your dreams. Browse online at jimsformalwear.com and use Build a Tux program, or step in at Fashion Direct and look through a book complete with color swatches. Fashion Direct will ensure your groom looks his best on your big day.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Senate Ag Committee heard from farmers and ranchers Thursday afternoon as they hosted a Farm Bill hearing on the grounds of Kansas State University. The hearing featured panels of farmers giving input on what they feel the needs are and what needs to happen in the next Farm Bill. Panel members consistently told lawmakers Farm Bill funding levels need to be maintained or even increased after the 2014 Farm Bill featured $23 billion worth of funding cuts. Well, before the panel testimony got underway, committee chairman Kansas Senator Pat Roberts laid out the road ahead for the next farm bill.
All of agriculture is struggling, not just one or two commodities. We must write a bill that works across our entire nation. At the same time, our government is spending money it doesn't have. Our national debt exceeds $19 trillion. Agriculture, and specifically the farm bill, is consistently answered to that call to do more with less. Farmers and ranchers pull themselves up from their bootstraps. They understand fiscal responsibility. Therefore, we must be judicious with the scarce resources that we have. We must ensure programs accomplish their fundamental purpose. We must ask relevant questions and re-examine programs to determine their effectiveness.
Ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow, Michigan, says it's time to address the needs of farmers and ranchers.
I think our Senate Agriculture Committee members agree that we need to focus on the needs of farmers and rural communities in the next Farm Bill and not arbitrary cuts. We, in fact, created savings in the last Farm Bill. We were the only ones that offered up savings, $23 billion in cuts in our own areas on the committee. Now, I think it's important that we address the needs that farmers and ranchers and others have.
More field hearings are on the schedule. Robert says the committee also has an email form online to gather input from farmers and ranchers on farm bill programs and considerations for the next farm bill. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
This bull ad is for the cattle producers that have been considering a Hereford bull but haven't pulled the trigger yet. On March 2nd, Jensen Brothers will be holding their annual bull sale 6 miles south of Cortland, Kansas. We'll be featuring 85 bulls, both Hereford, Polled Hereford, and Sim Angus, featuring our 2017 Grand Champion Penna Bulls in Denver. We will have about 85 head of bulls to sell. We hope to see you there Thursday, March 2nd, 6 miles south of Cortland.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course. The headline in the Wall Street Journal reads, "The next farm bust is coming." More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at whink.com.
It is a long article in the February 9th edition of the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "The Next Farm Bust is Coming." It does not paint a very rosy picture of farming America. Across the heartland, a multi-year slump in prices for corn, wheat, and other farm commodities brought on by a glut of grain worldwide is pushing many farmers further into debt. Some are shutting down, raising concerns that the next few years could bring the biggest wave of farm closures since the 1980s. But, as I search for a ray of sunshine in this article, the economists that they talk to don't expect the current slump to be as severe as the crisis that hit in the 1980s. In those days, grain prices plunged following a rally in the previous decade that spurred farmers to expand production, amassing debt as a surplus grew. Farmland values plummeted and interest rates soared, sparking a bust that forced many farmers and lenders out of business. This time, though, farmland values are expected to hold up better. Farm incomes hit record highs as recently as 2013, leaving many growers with significant cash reserves. Interest rates, while expected to go up, are still near record lows. Although debt-to-asset ratios among U.S. farmers are projected to increase in 2017 for the fifth straight year, they also remain historically low. Costs for farm supplies like fertilizer have fallen, and economists foresee increasing pressure on seed prices and land rental rates. The crunch could ease if bad weather curbs harvests, lifting demand for America's excess grain. Also, fewer rural communities rely economically on agriculture today. That could help insulate them from the downturn. For some, of course, the slump is an opportunity. Farmers with low debts and enough scale to profit from last year's record harvests could be in a position to rent or buy up land from struggling neighbors. 65-year-old Lee Scheffler has been farming near Sterling, Kansas all his life. In the late 1970s, he joined thousands of farmers in Washington for a demonstration urging the government to address low grain prices and farm foreclosures. As some drove their tractors onto the National Mall, his group rang a bell every 5 minutes to symbolize the rate at which farms were closing. Mr. Scheffler says he has been reminded of those days often over this past year. He says the potential for a big crisis is real. He says if things stay similar to how they are now, you haven't seen anything yet. I sure hope that doesn't happen. Back after this.
When the unexpected happens, you want to be prepared. Alliance Insurance in downtown Marysville can provide the peace of mind and financial security you need at your worst moments. The girls on Broadway can assist you in choosing the right policies and coverage for all your insurance needs, farm, home, auto. They know firsthand the unique needs of farmers and how you can best protect your livelihood and your family. Visit the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance to make sure you're ready for anything.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY. What a turnaround this week has been, with highs nudging 80 just days ago. And we're at the freezing mark here this morning with light mist and drizzle in the air. We had a brief thundershower overnight, just trace amounts of precipitation. Could be a winter mix of precipitation yet this morning across our listening area. Highs only pushing into the middle 30s today.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas guard Devontae Graham arrested on a traffic-related warrant hours after helping the third-ranked Jayhawks to a record-tying 13th consecutive Big 12 conference title with a win over TCU. The school says Graham was arrested Wednesday night for failing to appear in court last July after being ticketed for driving with an expired license plate. He was free on bond. Graham said yesterday he was driving an ex-teammate's car and thought the ticket had been taken care of, leading to what he calls his inattention to a notice that he received requiring him to appear in court. Oklahoma City Thunder and Chicago Bulls able to pull off a multiplayer deal before yesterday's NBA trade deadline. Thunder picked up reinforcements for Russell Westbrook by getting forwards Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott from the Bulls. The Thunder also get a second-round pick in the 2018 draft for Cameron Payne, Joffrey Lavernier, and Anthony Morrow. Mid-America Network Sports.
Who keeps you running for the long, long run? Who keeps your hard-working business on track? Who's got the power that's second to none? White Star. White Star. Get the job done.
Competition is a good thing. It forces you to be your very best. At White Star Machinery, home of the dependable and durable Bobcat compact equipment, they never stop trying to get better, and neither does Bobcat. Check out the Bobcat Advantage and watch Bobcat compact equipment go head-to-head with the competition and crush them one by one. More hydraulic horsepower, faster digging cycles, and lots more lifting force is just what you'd expect from the best built in the industry. See for yourself at bobcat.com/advantage. Then check them out for yourself at White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, Garden City, or Tulsa. White Star Machinery, your authorized Bobcat dealer.
White Star, White Star.